he said, come and let's go to a deserted place so you guys can rest. Because they've been out there and they wanted to talk to him about stuff. So you have two of the accounts, I believe it's Matthew and John, mention that they went to this place by ship. One said they crossed over by ship, the other one said they got into a ship. So Luke doesn't mention that at all. Just said Luke specifically names the area belonging to, is the way it's actually said, Bethsaida. So what about the boat thing? Bethsaida, they tell us, if you were looking at a map, would be on the northeast part of the Sea of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee. And what's there now is about a mile and a half from the shore. However, the scholars say that probably the ancient city was probably right down closer to the water. So it was a seaside place. Philip and Peter and Andrew were from Bethsaida. So they would have been very familiar with this area. Got it? We're getting all this set up. So let's say they did get into a ship there and go across from Capernaum over to the other side because the disciples had come back from their campaign. And so Jesus wanted them to get off to, and it says a deserted place. This is a word used, really, it's like grazing land. It would be like lots and lots of grass and pastured and fields, right? An area over close to Bethsaida. So there they are. They go over there. The crowds, the people, learned about this. And so they traveled over there because they wanted to go find Jesus. Now, when you look at the 11th verse, when they found him, came to him, and it says, he welcomed them. And he laleo, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And he healed Eomai, healed. This word Eomai means healing. It's also the idea of restoration. So you're sick, you got a problem, you need healing. You need your body to be restored to health, okay? Jesus was healing all of those who had need of healing. Now, I never paid that much attention to that before. Like there were a lot of people there who didn't have any need of healing, right? Otherwise, why would this investigative reporter or journalist have written it down that way, right? So they were out there, were supposed to be resting. They went out into the area away from this smaller town called Bethsaida. And according to what we know, it was Jesus and 12 guys. Because it specifically says, as I keep doing to you over and over again, it was the 12. It was the apostles when they came back. So you got 12 guys and Jesus, 13 people, out there kind of in the pastures, in the open area, not far from this town. Word gets out, so all the other people start coming around. Jesus didn't get upset. He welcomed them. And as what was usually on his mind, he began laleo, speaking about, talking to them about the kingdom of God and healing all of those who had need of healing. Then, if you're keeping up, that'd be around the 12th verse. When it was getting late in the day, the 12 came to Jesus, because Jesus is talking to all these people, and said, send the crowds away so they can go into the towns plural. The towns and surrounding countryside and lodge and get food. For we are in a deserted place. Again, picking up on what Luke specifically gives us here, the 12 came to Jesus and they were going to tell him what to do. Okay? I mean, after all, he's just Jesus, right? Jesus is getting late in the day because they knew he got carried away. When he's talking about the kingdom, they figured, you know, he don't know what time it is. His watch may be off. We gotta tell him, hey, the sun's going to go down in a little while. You need to send these people not just to go eat, but to go lodge. Like, maybe the 12 figured these people weren't going anywhere. Like, they were going to hang out. And they need to eat. And it said go into the towns. Bethsaida wasn't a very big town. So in order for all of this multitude of people to be cared for, it was going to take more than one small town. They would have had to fan out some in the region. Some of them might have gotten back in a boat and gone back to Capernaum, which is a few miles by water away, right? So that's their suggestion. Jesus said to them, you give them something to eat. They come and say, Jesus, you need to send them away so they can go find a place to sleep and eat. And Jesus said, no, you give them something to eat. And they said, do what? We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. I'm giving you the text here, okay? Unless we go and buy food for all of these people. You give them something to eat. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. I know y'all have heard this story before, but stay with me, okay? I want you to be there for what's coming up. 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all of these people. There were about 5,000 men. Now, Matthew adds right there, aside from women and children. So you put those two together, there's 5,000 men, but there's other people. There's women and children. Probably not 5,000 women and children. I doubt if there were that many families involved, but there were at least more.